Okay, welcome everybody. So this evening's Sought Song is in honor of our ancestors. And before I get started, I'd just like to set up the energies and call in all of our friends. So I'd like everybody to just close your eyes. And I'd just like to call on the Ascended Masters and the Angels to join us tonight. Master Dwal Kul, Lady Nana, Saint Germain, Lord Ashtar, Kuan Yin, Rowena and Celeste, the Pleiadian Emissaries of Light, the Sirian, Andromedan, and Arcturian Emissaries of Light. And I'd just like to call upon the Ease Emissaries to also be with us and to flood us all with the Ease Energies in the proper ratio. For each of us, for the angels to surround us in a golden column of light. And like everyone, to just see yourself surrounded by a golden column of light. And open your hearts and the flame in your heart. Expanding this flame of your heart out bigger, 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 so that it's 6 feet around you. So your entire body is surrounded in the beautiful flame of your heart. Your entire auric field is bathed in the love of your heart. And once again, see yourself surrounded by a golden column of light, created by this golden flame of your heart. And send this flame all the way down to the core of the earth. And we call upon the Ascended Masters and the Angels to also surround us all in a column of light, in a group Merkabah. And extend this column of light all the way through the moons and the suns, all the way to Source. Fully anchoring yourself to all the moons and suns, the Divine Masculine Energies, the Divine Feminine Energies, the Divine Father and Divine Mother. The source frequency. And call upon all the ancestors to join us today. This Sought Song is in honor of the ancestors who have come before us, who have cut the pathways energetically upon this planet so that it is easier for us in these times, in this lifetime. We thank all of our ancestors for all the sacrifices that you have all made. We call upon all of the ancestors that have moved on to the higher planes to assist us, and for these ancestors to assist all of our ancestors who are hovering at lower dimensions and who have attachments to this planet. Attachments to old energies and old times. We call to the Ease Emissaries and the Pleiadian Emissaries of Light to assist all of these ancestors that are connected to us and connected to our genetics. Our father and mother lineages. We ask our father and mother lineages to also join us today. And our mothers and fathers may still be on this planet, and our grandparents. And we call upon the Karmic Board to also assist us to provide divine dispensations and karmic absolution for all of our ancestors. And we call upon the law of forgiveness to flood through all of our ancestors to help them heal and release the past, to be in this present moment, and I'd just like you all to now just know and see and feel whatever senses you are most prone to using. See, hear, and feel the ancestors with us now, supporting us. All of the ancestors that are working from higher dimensions, supporting these energies, supporting this meditation, supporting the guidance to assist us all. And I would just like to call upon my God presence now to merge with me. And I would guide you all to also just call upon your God presence to merge with you now by saying, I call to my God presence to merge with every cell of my being now. And feel this presence. We thank you all for coming, beloveds, to this evening's satsang. In honor of the beloved ancestors who have come before you upon this planet, who have given much, who have strived and struggled to achieve that which their hearts desired, what their souls desired to experience upon this planet. And we would guide you all to know and to acknowledge that you are connected to your ancestry through your genetics, through your DNA. And many of the programs and beliefs and patterns that run in your unconscious memory, in your energy fields, emanate out all of the time. These emanate from your ancestors. This is why it is beneficial to work with and to assist your ancestors to forgive their past, so that you may be in the present moment, so that you can bring your entire full consciousness into the present moment. By bringing your full consciousness into the present moment, your ancestors are also assisted to be in this moment and to release the past. So we would guide you now once again to be in this present moment, to center yourself in your hearts, to completely center your consciousness in your hearts, and feel the support of the angels and ancestors and the divine presences of all these ancestors, ascended masters. To assist you to energetically connect with, in a holistic manner, but also be energetically clear with your ancestral lineage. We ask you now to honor within all of your ancestors, and to affirm within by saying, all of my beloved ancestors, I bless you all, I honor you all for all that you have given, all that you have experienced, all that you have strived to do. And I ask you all to forgive yourselves for anything that you feel that you have done that is in any way wrong, bad, negative, a sin, however you may judge it. I ask you to forgive yourself. And I call upon law of forgiveness, a wave of divine forgiveness to flood through and across all of my ancestors, through their chakras, through their minds and consciousness, healing the past. It is time to let go. Just as you must let go of your past in this lifetime and let go of your past lifetimes, we will assist them further to let go of their lifetimes as this evening progresses. Now, what does it mean to let go? Letting go does not mean you forget. Letting go does not mean you negate, betray, leave things behind. Proper letting go is a process of honoring, respecting no aspect of our beingness, no part of our soul, no ancestor, no brother, no sister can heal without forgiveness, without forgiving themselves and without us forgiving them. And we must also acknowledge that nothing needs forgiving. There is no judgmental force in the universe. No higher dimensional aspect of the universe judges anything that you have done or anyone or anything connected to you, any of your ancestors, soul extensions, souls, past lives, judges anything that anyone does. No divine force from a fifth dimension and above judges anyone for anything that they do upon this planet. For from this experiential realm, this dimensional realm of light and love, of unity and Christ consciousness, everything is honored as part of the soul experience. You must practice this in your life, honoring everything that you have done, honoring everything that your soul has done, or souls, or soul extensions, or your ancestors. And today we pay special attention upon our beloved ancestors to remind them and help them remember that they are a divine soul. They came to this planet to experience certain experiences for their soul growth. And God Goddess experienced life experiences in certain ways for the soul of all that is. Once again, we honor our ancestors. We ask you to send them a wave of honor and love and respect and forgiveness to everyone that has come before you, all of your mothers and fathers, and everyone upon this planet, through time, see a wave of love and forgiveness extending through time, through millions upon millions of years of civilizations that have graced this planet. All the individuals who have expressed and experienced in a certain way, in their own individual way, we honor this now with our love. And we guide you to in your day-to-day life to honor and have respect for our ancestors of the past, and to honor and respect the beings that still exist upon this planet and are experiencing all the many possibilities of separation, denial, fear, as well as love and oneness and divine union and everything in between. For by knowing and seeing the light and the love within all beings, with no judgment, provides a space for them, a space for them to be open on their own, for they are not experiencing judgment in your presence. For judgment closes the hearts, beloveds. It closes it tightly, hermetically seals it behind barbed wire, behind big brick walls, but by providing a beautiful, unconditional, loving space for everyone, provides an opportunity of change for them, for what they are emanating, their own self-hatred, their own self-judgment, their own fears are not reflected back to them, only love is reflected back to them, which throws a spanner in the works, as the beloveds in this country say. But it is a good spanner. It is a divine spanner that shifts the matrix, the old patterns that run a certain way. This is what you are doing. You are throwing the divine light spanner into the matrix cogs that keep turning over and over and over again. And we honor you for your courage to be these divine beings who are upsetting the system, so to speak. But we guide you that it is better and more efficient to upset the system with love rather than hatred, rather than trying to shift the world from the external. It is more efficient and more powerful and more loving to shift it within, so that it emanates out. The energies of shifting, changing, emanates out. This is much more powerful. You may make much greater change by sitting alone and emanating love to those beings who do destruction upon this planet, rather than going to them and judging them and saying, "You bastard, why do you do this?" This does not help them. and it does not help you. This also closes your hearts. We ask you once again to open your hearts widely, widely now, as large as the planet. And we ask you to keep your hearts open as wide as the planet all the time. And any time your heart closes, there is nothing to do but open it. And if it struggles to open, then you must assist whatever aspect of you that fears and has shut down because of the past. And help them be in this moment. So we once again ask our beloved ancestors to be with us now in this present moment. We ask you to send love to all of the ancestors who are joining us now, to honor them. And within your minds, within your consciousness, see yourself going around to each one of them with your hands together, bowing to them, saying namaste, namaste to you, beloved. Namaste. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you have experienced. Thank you for all that you have done for my soul, for our soul. Thank you for cutting the pathways so that I could come into a body at this time, at this accelerated time. And live in a place of peace. Concentrate my attentions upon my divinity rather than survival, rather than needing to fight for my survival. We thank all of the beloveds who have fought for freedom in their own individual lives, in their own individual relationships, and in wars for their countries. We honor all beings who were not able to express themselves fully, to express their divine abilities and express their divinities, and embody their mastery, who were not supported by friends and family and society to be all that they could be. We honor you all. And we ask you all to support us now so that we may do what you could not. Support us, beloveds. We need your support and we are honored by your support. Call upon the angels once again to assist any beings who need assistance. It's releasing their attachments to past experience. We call for angelic activations for all of these beings so that they may gracefully and easily release their vows and agreements that are holding them in patterns. That are keeping them attached to the past, past experiences, past times, and to individuals. And we ask you all to speak to all of your ancestors now and ask them to forgive by saying, "Beloveds, I ask you all now to forgive everyone that has hurt you in any way, betrayed you, abandoned you, disrespected you, hurt you or killed you. Forgive them, for they knew not what they were doing. It was all perfect for our soul growth. Everything that you have done, everything that you have experienced has all been perfect. And we ask you all now to be in this present moment, in this time. We ask you all to see all of your power returning to you now. All of your power that you have given away. This lifetime and all lifetimes, see all of this power returning to you and see it returning to your beloved ancestors. We call upon the angels to assist us in this endeavor, the beloved karmic board. See the tendrils of light, divine power returning to the power crystals of our chakras. While this is continuing, while this process continues, it will provide just a bit more guidance for you in your day-to-day lives. Use of positive affirmation. Positive affirmation is a very powerful tool to use in relationship to your ancestors. It is a very powerful tool to reprogram the programs that are written in the cellular memory. It emanates from the unconscious, which emanates from our ancestors. Programs and beliefs and patterns. These programs and beliefs and patterns emanate out all the time from our energy fields, whether we are conscious of them or not, creating our reality. And it is your choice as a conscious being to consciously create reality or unconsciously create reality. Primarily, humanity has created, has created unconsciously. From the programming from their ancestors, the beliefs and patterns taught to them, passed down generation to generation. It is your mission, if you choose to accept this mission, to become a fully empowered conscious creator. To become a fully conscious creator. You must do everything consciously. Breathe consciously. Live consciously. Intend through the mind, through positive intent, positive affirmation, divine decree, invocation. That I am powerfully creating this now. And it is extremely powerful to connect your divine will to your personal will. Your will emanates from your hara chakras. In unison with your heart chakras, you can create beauty in connection with your God presences. Guide you to positively affirm in very loud internal and external voices, but energetically powerful. In energetically powerful ways. By you decreeing that this is done, I am now creating this. I am now creating this with the power of my God presence. I am now creating this in my physical reality. I am now creating this in my consciousness, in my awareness, in my energy fields, in my chakras, in my knowing, in my feeling centers. With the power of the mighty Elohim and the unified field. The unified field which connects everything and is everything and is around us and penetrates us. The unconditionally loving field of love and light that creates all reality. That rearranges itself depending upon your perception of reality. But by intending, by consciously creating with the unified field, you become a powerful creator. working with in unison with your God presence, the unified field, ascended masters, angels, etc., etc. You become a powerful conscious creator. We ask you now to see yourselves powerfully being able to create anything in your lives, absolutely anything. You have the power, you have the divine will. You are creating reality now. You have created all reality ever in this entire life, in any lifetime. Every experience you have experienced, you have created, but mostly unconsciously. But now you are creating consciously. And through working with, honoring your beloved ancestors, and through positive affirmation, you become an even more powerful creator, no longer being affected by the negative programs of your ancestors. This new program, the reprogram, the upgrade, so to speak, version 2012, emanates from your field. Makes the operating system work more consciously and in the present, with presence, with your divine presence. We ask you now to see yourself consciously creating in unison with your presence. See yourself as divine presence. Know yourself as God presence. Feel this full power that you are, that God presence is. You are God presence, creating reality now with the power of my God presence. I am now creating with the power of my God presence. I am now creating reality. With the power of my God presence, I am now creating wealth and joy and love and everything that I need to manifest my destiny here upon planet Earth. With the power of my God presence, I am now creating everything I need. Manifest my destiny here upon planet Earth. We ask you to do this 22 times in your meditations before you start your day. Utilize the same wording for other things that you desire to create in your life. This will assist your ancestors, will bring their energy into the present, for they had difficulty manifesting what they desired to manifest and create. They were always told that to create reality they had to do this and do that, and do this deal and that deal, and sell their soul, and sell their body, and sell their mind, and be a slave. We release all of these programs now, for we know now that we are free, sovereign beings, able to create whatever reality we desire. See yourselves as these empowered beings, able to create any reality you desire. know that this is the truth, the absolute truth. And tenaciously keep this up in your life through positive affirmation. If you experience negative thoughts in your day, immediately counteract them, so to speak, with positive affirmation to reprogram the old programs that are running in the unconscious. And they will surface. The more conscious creation you do, the more the old programs will surface to release to the light. When they come to the surface, just say, with the power of my God presence, I now release this old program to the light. And I honor this program, this belief, this pattern, this fear. I honor it within myself, within my ancestral lineage. As a divine experience, as an experiment, it was something that our soul needed to experience, wanted to experience, that God Goddess wanted to experience. We ask you once again to look in on your ancestors, to see how they're doing. As they are being assisted by the angels, ask you all to just give them all a gift, give them all a rose, beautiful red rose. And if there are any little ones in there, give them a little teddy bear, bunny. Thank all the ancestors who lived upon this land. Who walked on the land that this building now exists. Who walked upon the land where we live, where our houses are, where our roads are. thank you all for allowing us to live here now. So that we may focus on our awakening, upon our ascension, and the ascension of the planet, and the awakening of all humanity. We ask you to help us, to support us in this mission. To support Mother Earth to accomplish this mission. And we call upon our ancestors to send a wave of love to all of humanity. And a wave of forgiveness and healing and release. And a wave of presence, and a wave of hope, and faith, and trust that all is in perfect order. And everything will change for the better. This is in divine order. This is absolute truth. For God has a plan. And we are all part of this plan. Integral parts. And you, beloved ones, are absolute integral parts. Of this divine plan. We honor you for this. For all that you have given. And all that you will give.